Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Let us open our Bibles and read 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you, as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speaking against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Yes, Lord, and thank you, because you had chosen us and brought us near to you as your own people and called us to worship you and serve you. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us, your goodness, your mercies to us, for your love and care to us, for answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, and for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, because you neither leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Lord, for our food, the good health, the strength, the clothes, the favor that comes from you. Thank you for your word that we read daily to remind us to obey you. And thank you for all things working together for our good in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God and renounce them. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. We humble down ourselves before you, and we confess our anger, non-teachable heart, jealousy, doubt, non-forgiveness, stubbornness, love of money, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, telling lies, immoralities, worldliness, the love of money, and the lust of eyes. We commit ourselves not to do the sin again. Lord, cleanse us by your blood that was shed on the cross for our sins, as you said on your word. If we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For God said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Give ear unto our prayer, that our supplication and intercession will be heard by you, O God, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray for each family to be good example for the people around them, that Christ shall shine through their lives, to read the Bible and to pray daily, and to reach the lost people around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of devil, so each family will continue to do your will in their lives. We pray for every husband to anoint with the Holy Spirit to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Help them to stand firm in the truth of your word. Give them good health, strength, perseverance to teach their families and to have stable income to meet all their needs. We pray for each wife to be a meet helper to her husband, to assist him in leading the family and the children in a godly way. Lord, we pray for the children to be obedient to their godly parents and to obey their instructions. Lord, we pray that you will help and sustain all the single mothers in the church. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the family's members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and evangelize to them. Lord, we thank you for our jobs. We commit ourselves to be a good example to our colleagues, even to our boss, to evangelize to them by words, deeds, and good attitudes. We pray for their salvation. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working. Lord, give them more incomes so we can receive our salaries on time. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offering, first fruits, and our vows. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, provide their needs. Protect them and answer their prayers. Lord, help them to persevere in their trials and in doing your will in their lives. Lord, heal those who are sick. Provide jobs for those who are jobless and solve problems to those who are in trials. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those people whom we met daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for new souls to be saved from among all those groups of people. Lord, lead us to speak your word to those who are ready of them. Lord, lead us to have Bible studies with them. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide all the logistic needs, offices, and the documentations needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of the people in all those countries. Lord, send us to them to preach your gospel. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules of those countries and to pray for the people to be saved, to preach to them the gospel and to live in holiness, to be good example to them. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too, your church, will prosper. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the eyes of the government and provide all the things we need in our ministerial works, so the works you entrusted to us to continue. Lord, help us to move with compassion to the people around us and exercise our love to them in line with your word, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church to grow and all the ministries of the church. Let us pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who leave your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, the church and the youth under their parents, and the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and use all the social media to preach your word and to impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to pray, to minister, and to declare your will so they will know that you are the true God and we are your servants. We commit ourselves to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we offer our lives as living sacrifices to live for you and serve you. Lord, give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go and serve you. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs that we will sing. Bless our giving and bless your message that we will hear today, that we will obey and our lives will be transformed. Lord, let all your people encounter you in this service. Lord, heal the sick. Set people free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint this recording and make it reach to the various congregations, families, the members of the church, and other people. And let your purpose be fulfilled. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
Straight away. presence. We know, Lord God, that you don't look not only our outward appearance ready to worship you, but even our very heart, O Lord God. May you find us worthy. May you find us pleasing offering in your sight this morning, O Lord God. Yes, O Lord God, we offer our bodies, our soul, our spirit to worship you in spirit and in truth. We have nothing to give, O Lord God, but the worship. O Lord, it's not just a song. We come with a whole heart. We thank you, Lord. We bless you this day. In Jesus' name. Now, in his presence, we're singing.
We come into your presence, we're singing. We come into your presence.
From your people. For truly, Lord God, a week that passed, O Lord, we have seen again your glory. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We ask thee, O Lord God, that as we come to your presence, continue to mold us, continue, O Lord God, to lead us and guide us, O Lord, in a way that you prepared for us. You're beautiful. You're the wonderful Savior. We know our days, Lord God, are counted by your very hand.
Thank you.
Now collect our tithes and offerings and first fruits to God. Open your Bibles in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy praises shall burst out with new wine. Let us pray. Our loving and merciful God, as we bring our tithes, offering, and first fruit before you, bless it, Lord, and use this money to enlarge your congregation and to reach new souls. Bless my brethren as they are faithful in giving what is due to you, O Lord. Open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there's no enough room to receive it. And we rebuke the devourer and pestilence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis. And today we will continue to speak about the future of our children is in our hands. Book of Genesis chapter 31. And let us read from verse 36 to verse 42. Verse 36 to verse 42. And Jacob was wroth, and showed with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? And what is my sin? What thou hast so hotly pursued after me, whereas thou hast searched all my stuff? What hast thou found of all thy household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. This is 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That which was stone of beasts I brought not unto thee, I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. Thus I was in the day that drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction and the labor of my hands, and rebuke thee yesterday night. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Come before in the name of Jesus. Lord, you send your word for a purpose. Change your church. Change your wife. For God, transform us to fear you, to walk in your ways, to understand your will, to behave, O God, to know what you want us to do, O God. I pray that your message will bring blessings, revival, transformation, O God. We think, get it and spread it, O God, to reach the rest of the parts of your body, near and far, those who need this word of yours. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. This is what we have read. It was the answer of Jacob to Laban. Laban was after him, pursuing him to get his two daughters back with their children. And that answer of Jacob, it came after Laban was trying to get to find his idols that Rachel have taken. And after searching and did not find, Jacob start to answer. And from the answer of Jacob, we can learn about the suffering that Jacob has passed through. From what we have read, what are the sufferings that we can conclude from it? Number one, the suffering of hard work in bad circumstances. What was the hard work and the bad circumstances that Jacob was working under when he was with Laban in verse 38? You see, listen to this. And the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. That means, because he worked with him 20 years. First 14 years, he was working for his two wives. And he said, I have not eaten the meat of your rams, because he has no salary. Then it means that he was working the flock. Just imagine, he was working with the flocks, but he was not allowed to eat meat. That was his life. Let me say it. In verse 39, he say, that which was stone of beasts I brought not unto thee, I bear the loss of it. Of my hand it is thou required, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. What he's saying, that what was stolen, I have to replace. But he has no salary. From where he will replace it? You know how he was replacing it? Surely he has other privilege. He was cutting from that privilege so that he can pay for the losses, because Laban was requiring that from him. We need to understand this. Yeah, I know that you know it, but I need to say it. And the third things that he mentioned in verse 40, he say, thus I was in the day, that that was his situation. In the day, the drought consuming, that's being about hot weather. In the summer, hot weather, he was under the sun, hot. And the frost by night, in winter, by night, was cold. That's his suffering. And my sleep departed from mine eyes. Why he has no sleep? Because he was sleeping with the flocks, with the goat and the sheep. That was his work. So what kind of work he is suffering from? What kind of bad circumstances? In addition to that, you say in verse 41, 6 years for your cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. The last 6 years of his work, he was working for the cattle of Laban. And They agree about something, but when coming to the payment, he changed the term and conditions. They agree about something, when the time will come, Laban changed his words. He will not give him what they agree upon. That was the suffering of Jacob for 20 years. What was his suffering? No eating proper food, no meat. But he said, and Laban was there. Laban did not say, no, no, you're a liar. No, he did not say. Laban accepted. Under the sun, hot weather. In the winter, he is under the cold weather. No sleep, because his eyes on the sheep. No proper food. And coming to payment, he was cheating him. Now, let us keep now Jacob. I want to speak now about Isaac. Let's go now to the book of Genesis chapter 25. Book of Genesis 25. The future of our children, is in our hands. It's in your hand today, if you will obey. Genesis 25 verse 11. And saying, it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahai Roi. So God blessed Isaac. Amen. And let's read Genesis chapter 26. And let's read verse 12 to verse 14. Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistine invade him. He was very rich. Great, and not only great, very great. Up to the point that the Philistine people, they were envious of Isaac. In verse, you know, they were envious. They sent him away from him. But in verse 27, they saw that God was with Isaac. Verse 27, and Isaac said unto them, wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have sent me away from you? Verse 28, and they said, we saw certainly that the Lord was with thee. And we said, let there be now an oath betwixt us, even betwixt us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee. They came to make a covenant with Isaac because they saw that God is blessing him, and he was rich, and he was great. Not only great, he was very great, the Bible says. And also, the Bible says, not only he has servants, but he has, what the Bible says, he had a great store of servants. Now, the question that we need to ask now, the question is, if the father like that, if the father is very rich, the father is great, the father has a great store of servants, why his son Jacob was working as a servant for 20 years? He was slave under Laban. Why? Why that had happened? Why he was very rich in flocks and herds, but his son was not eating meat for 20 years? Why the suffering of Jacob? That is the point need to be addressed, so we can see why poverty would come overnight over your children. Because of what? Because of sin. Because of, we need to understand the truth. And I'm going to present to you today the truth. And I present you also facts so that we can understand how we need, how you need to live your life so that terrible suffering and terrible circumstances shall not come into the life of your children. The future of our children is in our hands. And what you do today and the way you act and behave will determine the future and the outcome of the life of your children. How Jacob was brought down to such poverty and destitute in his life overnight, he was declined. Sure, there are reasons for such. You can see clearly how poverty will come in the life of your children, but you can prevent it if you will know how to behave with God and walk in the ways of God. All of a sudden, we can see that Jacob in such circumstances. Jacob was the twin brother of Esau. His brother, his elder brother Esau, they were twin. He was the younger, Esau the elder. The father, Isaac, when he was old and his eye was dim, he cannot see. And he thought that he will die at the age of 137 years old. When Isaac was 137, he called his elder son, Esau, to bless him. And he asked him, let's read the story. The story in the book of Genesis 37. And I read from verse 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, I am, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. At any time he would die. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. He need to do that because that is the way they do it at that time. The elder son, he will be the one to get the birthright. And he does not, he did not know which time he will die. What happened? Rebecca, the wife of Isaac, hear what Isaac had spoke to Esau. And what she did, she called Jacob and she asked him to do the same in order to get the blessing from his father. Let's read verse 6 onward. And Rebecca spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I hear thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from these two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, which as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father, peradventure, will feed me, and I shall sleep to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her elder son Esau, and which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck, and she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. He was a liar. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul bless me. See here, we can understand now the wrongdoings of Rebecca, the mother of Jacob. What she wanted to do, and she knew what is wrong, because if we read verse 13, she knew what she was doing wrong, because she said to him in verse 13, she told him to Jacob, upon me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice. Rebekah was younger than Isaac when they got married. According to the Jewish writer, they say that Rebekah was 14 years old when she got married, and Isaac was 40 years old. But after this, after Genesis 27, we cannot hear about Rebekah, only about her place of burial. But after that, I'm giving you facts. After this incident, Isaac lived 43 years old more, and he died at the age of 180 years. Possibly of what she said, the curse fell on her, because what she did was sin and wrong. Now true that God has spoke, true that God has spoke to Rebecca. God has spoke to Rebecca when she was pregnant with them in book of Genesis 25. And the two children, they were struggling. Book of Genesis 25, verse 23. God spoke to her. And the Lord said unto her, she inquired of God, why the children are struggling? Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. That's what God said to her. The elder shall serve the younger. But she does not need to do it by herself. If God say it, let God do it himself, not you. Don't do such things, because otherwise it will bring the curse on your children. If God say it, let God do it himself. But don't do it by yourself. She do it in a wrong way, and after that, she brought the troubles on her and on her own. And on her own son. She not only wanted to take the place of her husband, but she wanted to take the place of God. Behave with God. Wait upon God and let God come and do it for your children. And don't do it by yourself. Otherwise it will turn into a curse. Understand. So you can behave with what God said. In verse 23, when he said, and the elder shall serve the younger, is that the Messiah who will spring from the younger? And so the elder and everyone, including the younger, and not only the elder, should serve the Messiah that comes from the younger. That's the meaning of it. The elder, Esau, will serve the younger. That is in a human understanding, but in the spiritual understanding, the Messiah will come from Jacob. The elder, Esau, will serve him. And even Jacob and every one of us will serve the Messiah. true also, that Esau has sought also his birthright. I need to present these things, these also facts. Through that, Esau had also sought his birthright in Genesis chapter 25 and verse 32 to verse 34. He sought his birthright to Jacob. And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he swore unto him, and he sought his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau a bread and pottage of lentils. And he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Now it's true that he sought his birthright, but even that does not justify what Jacob and Rebekah did. There is no scriptural evidence that Isaac knew what God has said to his wife Rebekah. And there is no scriptural evidence that Isaac knew that Esau has sold his birthright, but Isaac knew. Isaac knew that Esau did grievous things when he married from the people of the land. What was the wickedness of Esau? One of it is that he married from the people of the land, book of Genesis 26, and verse 34 and verse 35. And Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite, which were a grief of mine unto Isaac and unto Rebekah. And what Isaac did, Isaac knew that Esau was a wicked person. But what Isaac did, Isaac, what they used to do at that time, Isaac was waiting upon God. He does not want to do himself by himself. At that time, he needed to bless the elder brother. He knew also that Esau does not deserve the blessing. But Isaac waited upon God that himself he would do it. He will not be the one to do it. He was waiting upon God. And the question here, what Rebekah needed to do? She needed to wait upon God and not to sin and cause bigger troubles to happen. Don't do your own to bless your children, because you will only trouble them like Rebekah troubled Jacob. A certain occasion as such, what you need to do is that you need to keep still and wait and see how God will come and bless your son, your daughter, or your children. Certain time, we cannot interfere. We have to watch. Like Isaac, he was waiting upon God. He knew Esau does not deserve it. But he did not do it. He did not take the place of God. Rebekah took the place of her husband and took the place of God. You may ask, how God will do it to bless Jacob? He knows what he is doing. And he does not need your help. Keep still and behave. Many parents, they fail at such moments, but they sin against God by putting their hands forward and trying to manipulate the scenario that God had ordained for their children to pass through. Don't do such. Such critical moments in the life of your children. God is the one who will give his final word about it. Give way to him and don't take the rule of God in their life. We read in the Bible about wives, submit to your husband. Book of Ephesians chapter 5. Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22 to verse 24. Say, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. What do you think? Was Rebecca submitting to Isaac? Not at all. Not at all. She did the opposite of all what he asked to be done. She did the opposite. Actually, Isaac did not ask Rebecca to do anything, but she put herself and she interfered. She put her son Jacob, she pushed her son Jacob to deceive his father in order to accomplish what she wanted. Even her boy was trying to explain to her that it will tend to a curse, but she boasted that she can receive the curse of God. This is, you know, what she did. I call it Rebecca's ministry. Rebecca's ministry. She did exactly opposite of what her husband asked. Not only that, but she took advantage of her husband because he cannot see. So she worked out that he'll be deceived. Instead of to bless Esau, he blessed Jacob. She cooked the food that he asked using another content of what he ordered. He asked Esau to hunt for him venison. You know, venison is a animal that is, they can hunt like a deer. They will hunt, it is a very tasty. He will go and hunt and he will come and cook. What Rebecca used? Rebecca used goats. And she play with the taste of it. She cook it in a way that he will not discover it. You know, but also she did. He asked Esau to bring him. What she did? She disfigured Jacob and made him on touch and smell be like Esau by clothing him with the cloth of Esau. Let's read. Book of Genesis 27. And let's read verse 22. She had clothed him with the goat skin, his hands and his neck, so that her husband will be deceived. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob. The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." So she knew what she was doing to deceive her husband. He touched him, she put the goat skin, it is Esau. And also, when the father smelled him, Jacob was wearing the dress of Esau. She had having a dress for Esau with her She put it on Jacob in order to deceive her husband. Let's read verse 26 and verse 27. Verse 27. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. And he come near, and he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and he blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Esau used to go to the field, and he sleep with his dress in the field. So the smell of his dress is the smell of the field. So when the father smell him, oh, that is Esau's smell. So the more he was convinced. And verse 25, and he said, bring it near to me about the food that Rebekah cooked, and I will eat of my son's venison. So everything was faked. Everything was faked. Yeah. That my son may bless thee, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. So even Jacob, even Isaac did not discover that is a goat, not a venison. She was a very good cook. Isaac ate the cooking of Rebekah and did not discover the fake venison, because she was so skillful in doing things to deceive her husband. Venison is wild animal hunted from the field like a deer, and it is so tasty. But she cooked to Isaac from the goat and played with the taste that he did not discover it, thinking with such the blessing will come to her son, forgetting that the blessing of God can come upon him without doing such things. My advice to you, never get involved in Rebekah's ministries. When the word of God says in Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What Rebecca presented of ministry, of nice cooking, putting the goat skin, and making all these things arrangement, was offered to God or to whom? Or was offered to demons? His answer. Was offered to God this one? And look to the suffering of her son 20 years. Suffering of Isaac 20 years. The suffering of Jacob 20 years. His father rich, and he sleep. And he sleep in the night, no sleep in the night, no eating meat. Why? There's sin, and that's the consequence of it. This is exactly what Moses say in the book of Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 7. She did not offer it to God. It was offered to demons. And demons went back to her and troubled her own son Jacob with what she did. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 7. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generation. I have seen people like that. They do all fake reports, fake things, in order to cover their agendas. And they even pray that they will be not discovered. They even pray that I will not discover it. But again, to whom they are praying? They are praying to demons. And they are causing troubles to their own self and their own children. Listen, you may be able to cheat people. You can be able also to cheat me. You can able to cheat the church. And in all this you are cheating yourself, but you cannot cheat God. God is watching 24/7 over your life. And what you do wrong, it will come back and reflect it to you. And what you will do wrong, what you sow, your children will reap. If you disobey God and you break His word and do your own will, no one will suffer but you and your children. But if you fear God, then you and your children will be blessed. What Rebecca did was a good testimony. Was a good testimony? Yes or no? Not at all. Not at all. It was not a good testimony. We read in the book of Titus. Book of Titus. But before the, Book of Titus. Book of Titus. Chapter 2 and verse 3 and 5. Say, the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not giving too much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young woman to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Hear what Paul was saying here. He was suggesting to choose certain godly aged women who are of good behavior. And finally we come to know that those old aged women of daily behavior, they'll be chosen to teach the younger woman. Now, the question here, why Paul, he is choosing from among the old age woman to teach the younger woman? Why he did not ask Titus, Titus, you should be the one to teach them because they don't know the word of God. Titus, you know the word of God. Why he did not ask Titus to choose the good teachers who know the word of God to teach those young women? Why he was asking aged woman who may die at any time, why he was choosing from them to teach the younger woman to love their husband, to be good at home, to be keeper at home, to be discreet, to be holy? Why he was asking that? And you know, at the end he said that the word of God may not be blasphemed. Why he was choosing old age woman? Why he did not say old age men? You know why? Not because woman, yes, true, woman, better to be taught by woman. Not only this, but the age woman, old age woman, about to die, they are repenting. And they would tell, don't do this. I have done it like Rebecca, she has done. And my children are suffering. You please don't do it. I have done all the naughty things that as such and worse as Rebecca did. And my children are suffering of what I did. And so listen and behave and repent so your children will not suffer as my own children have suffered. Listen to this. Listen, I'm bringing you fact. I bring fact. Genesis chapter 28. Genesis 20, I'm telling the truth. Jacob was living in his father's house. Yeah? Anytime he wanted to eat goats and meat, available. Under his hand. 20 years he's suffering. Why? The sin of his mother pushed him to sin, to deceive his father, to cheat his father, to lie on his father, he was put into troubles. Genesis chapter 28, so you may know the truth. And verse 11, listen to this, up to what point, the suffering of Jacob, because of what Rebekah pushed him to do. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. What happened to him? He slept on the ground. He used the stone as a pillow. Why? His father poor? His father have no food he will eat. Why? The future of your children is in your hand. What you do naughtiness today, it will be reflected on your children. Go back to Titus. And when Paul say to Titus, chapter 2 and verse 5, when he told him that the word of God be not blasphemed. Now when Rebekah did like that wrongdoings, who blasphemed the word of God? Who blasphemed the word of God? Who disobeyed the word of God? Her own son disobeyed. Her own son blasphemed the word of God. Her own son suffered for it. Your own children. But we give you teaching, and you don't do, and you disobey, and you do your own. You do your plan. Your own children, your own disciples, your own descendants, and the next generation will suffer for it. We are the wife of Jesus. You are the church of God. You are the churches of Christ. Behave. Repent. So that your children, your disciples, the next generation will not suffer. We will continue this series. Now we show you the consequences of your wrongdoing. When you disobey the instruction, when you don't wait upon God, when you do your own, when you take the place of God to bless your children, it will turn into curse. That's our stand. Turn to God. Behave. Renounce your sin. Amend your ways. Don't break instructions. It will not help. We understood how poverty came on overnight. Overnight, Jacob was thrown outside the house. Overnight, he slept over the stone. Why, there's no bed in your father's house? No meat. He not eat meat 14 years, no meat. That's what he say. Sleeping, no sleeping. In the night, wake up. In the last summer, he's under the sun. In the cold, he's freezing. Repent, come back to God. Your children, so they will not suffer. Grant repentance to your church. Grant repentance to your churches, to your people, O God. Grant repentance to those who are doing Rebekah's ministry. Adam and Eve were taken from the paradise of God after their sin. Jacob was thrown out from his father's house after his sin. Repent and come to God. Oh God, thank you for your word. Teach your people your way, oh God. Teach us to be still when you are going to do something, that you will behave, that no one of us will do his own. Submitting fully to you, oh God. Grant repentance to those who are doing still their own. Oh God, open their eyes to see the truth. They can see the consequences of sins and disobedience. They can see the suffering of their descendants, the poverty, the destitute, so they may repent. Take your word. Let be a fruit out of it, as you desire, as you ordain. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.